Okay. So let me ask, are there any objections to going to a vote at this point?
I object.
Grace, I have an objection.
Okay, there's an objection. So if we're gonna go to a vote with that, with an objection, then this so that requires a two-thirds vote to go to a vote now. To, in other words, to abridge the right of members to continue debate. So, Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll? We have to dispose of this item first. There was a motion to, in effect, close debate. So, Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Yes. Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier, Chris Corey.
Pass.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley.
Pass.
Okay. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Okay. Heather Gray.
No.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes.
Okay. Wally James.
Pass.
Right. Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
All right. Ralph Pointer.
No.
Okay. Sandra Rowland.
I pass.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Okay, Eileen Rosen?
No.
Okay, James Sagerton?
No.
All right, Nancy Sorden?
No.
Okay, Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay, Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay, Tom Voorhees? Okay, going back, Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Abstain.
Okay. Wally James?
Abstain.
Okay. Right, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses. Have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no's and 1, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I do not, and the motion fails. It did not receive 2/3. So we continue with the discussion. Eileen, you're next on the stack.
Yeah, I mean, in principle, I really don't think it's necessary to say if somebody's late or not. So I'm not, you know, saying we should continue to do that necessarily. But I'm still kind of uneasy about this, if they attend any part of the PNB meeting. It just seems like we should define that a little more clearly. Also, I was wondering, I think there's something called a quorum call. Is that right? I would like to ask the parliamentarian to comment on that and if that would have some bearing on this question.
It does have bearing.
Mr. Tatum, could you respond to that?
I wasn't recognized at first. Mm. But anyway, yes, it does have bearing because if it can be known that there is no longer a quorum, that's almost like a point of quorum is almost the same as a point of order in that way. And that is that we no longer have a quorum and therefore the meeting has to adjourn or do something to get the quorum back. So, yeah, it does have bearing. If you don't have too many people leave the meeting, you have to adjourn. Yes.
Okay. Let me just point out something about our bylaws. And in our bylaws, a quorum is lost if a majority of the members that were present at the time that the quorum was initially called, if a majority of those members are no longer present, then there's no longer a quorum. So that seems to imply that we do have to record the number of members that are present when we initially reach a quorum. I believe that is correct, isn't it?
Chair, this
yeah,
is
that's correct.
Request
Chair,
information.
Great, I'd like
Chair,
to have
we're
the
out
staff.
Of time.
I'd
we're
like
out
to
of
be
time.
On the
Mr.
staff.
Chair, we're out of time for this item.
We need another motion to extend time if we're going to continue this discussion.
Chair, I object to extension of time.
Request for information, Chair.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I object to the extension of time.
We need an extension
of information.
I second the extension of time. This is Sandra.
Request for information.
Hold on. We need an extension of time before we can do anything more on this item. Do we have a motion to extend?
Mr. Chair, I seconded the motion to extend time. This is Sandra.
I didn't hear.
No, nobody made a motion, Sandra.
Somebody want to make
Grace,
a motion?
Grace, I make a motion to extend time for 6 minutes.
6 minutes. And we have a second
I'll
on that?
I'll second the motion to extend time.
Okay.
Chair, I object, and I have a request for information on the vote.
Okay, we have to deal with your objection first. Okay, we have to have a vote.
It's just requires 2/3, Chair.
Requires 2/3. That's correct.
Thank you,
Madam Secretary. Please take the vote.
Okay, Mr. Chair, do you want to ask if there are any objections? I guess there are. Would you like me to take the vote?
Objection. There was an objection. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry. Okay, Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier, Chris Corey.
Pass.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yeah.
Okay, Lyndon Foley.
Pass.
Okay, Jan Goodman.
Are we voting extending
time? To extend time for 6 minutes.
We're voting to extend time.
Oh, okay. I'll pass.
Okay. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lark? Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Oh.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Abstain.
All right. Andrea Turner?
6 minutes, yes.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees? Okay, going back. Chris Corey, you passed.
Sorry, my mute button. Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Abstain.
All right. Wayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 yeses. And one no. And two abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, I do not. And the motion passes, so we have another 6 minutes. And I believe Mr. Lawrence had a question.
Mr. Lark had the question. Mr. Lark asked first.
Mr. Chair, this is Grace. I asked for the stack, but
Mr. Lawrence had a request for information that takes precedence.
Chair, I believe that Mr. Lark asked before I did, and my question has been answered,
sure.
Chair. I'm okay.
Thank you, Mr.
Capaz.
Oh, okay.
Thank you,
sorry.
Mr. Reyes, for pointing that out. Chair, you indicated that we needed to dispense of an extension before you could recognize my request for information.
You have a request for information?
Yes, but then you said we needed to dispense.
What is your request for information?
My request for information is, I know most members say when it's late that they're tired. So are we having an executive session after all of these extensions? Or are we not having an executive session?
I cannot answer that right now. Who else wants to be on the stack?
Grace, as I said.
Okay, Grace, go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to say, first of all, that Duane is absolutely correct. There's very little guidance on this issue in our bylaws or in Robert's rules. That is correct. However, I did some legal research, and there are other reasons why it's good practice to include who's present at the meeting, because there are California corporation codes, there are FCC rules and regulations, there's the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and there's did I say the FCC? The IRS, the FCC, the CPB, and the California Corporations Codes have requirements regarding minutes. So I did a little bit of legal research today, and nonprofit law blog said, what should minutes look like? And part of it says, boards and secretaries tasked with recording or approving the minutes should use their best judgment about the degree of specificity provided in the minutes. Board minutes should include basic information such as date and time of meeting, whether the meeting is a special or regular meeting, whether the notice was given or waiver of notice signed by all directors, names of directors in attendance and directors not in attendance, names of other guests in attendance and their titles or associations if relevant, whether a quorum was established, any departures and re-entries of attendees, and any board actions, etc. I agree by putting late next to people's names, that was insensitive. I agree that it was improper for me to do that because it is a sort of an insult. I agree, and I'm willing to correct that. But in terms of how the minutes should be done to conform, I would like to move that this whole agenda item be referred to the Governance Committee to be sorted out, because there are other legal ramifications, as Lydia Brazone brought up last night. So I move to refer this to the Governance Committee.
Paulina seconds.
Duane to the stack.
Hello. Anybody home?
Alex, are you muted?
There's a motion to refer this to the Governance Committee. So we have a new stack. Who wants to be on the stack to discuss?
Duane to the stack.
Okay, Duane. Anybody else?
Vanessa to the stack.
Vanessa. Okay. Anybody else?
Mr. Chair, we have about 2 minutes left to listen.
2 minutes. Okay. Keep your comments short. Duane, go ahead.
Well, as you allowed the previous speaker to extend their comments, I didn't hear you interrupting. But nevertheless, I point out that we're not in school, and this is not a school teacher making a record. The member who just spoke admitted, and when she read all of those legal suggestions, had nothing to do with what she wanted to do. And in fact, she continues to point out that no one has a problem with the secretary reporting who's present at a meeting. That's a non-starter. What the problem is that taking liberty and taking some type of executive privilege to describe when a person's coming in a meeting, when a person arrives at a meeting, and all that nonsense is nonsense. And we spent all of this time last night. We spent all of this time tonight just to send it to governors. The members should have done that from the beginning rather than spending all of this time for debate. And I hope members would not have wasted this time. We can dispense of this matter, this practical matter, right now, right here, after all this discussion, because when it comes back from governors, it's going to have the same, excuse me? Mr. Chair, I was interrupted, so I would like a few seconds extended. This has been discussed ad nauseum last night. It has been discussed ad nauseum. Great points have been made, as our parliamentarian has pointed out. Members, I would implore you, vote the matter up and down and dispense of this member's attempt to put this
90
off.
Seconds.
When in fact, it's a simple matter. Don't put somebody late. All of us are volunteers. All of us have jobs, have businesses, have families, have other circumstances, and we're volunteering, and you ought not be trying to show to the public when someone came into a meeting. The fact that they were present or absent.
Okay, your time is up.
Chair, this is Paulina. We're out of time for this agenda item. Yet one more time.
Okay.
Unless there's another extension, we have to go to a vote.
I'm not hearing another request for an extension, so let's go to a vote. The matter up for a vote is to refer or not to refer this matter to the Governance Committee.
Vote yes
if you want to refer this to the Governance Committee. Vote no if you do not want to refer this to the Governance Committee.
Sir, you have to vote.
Madam Secretary, could you please take the vote?
Okay. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier. Chris Corey.
Jed, can you ask people to mute?
Hold on. We have people speaking in the background. Could you please mute yourselves?
Go ahead. Continue.
Chris Corey votes no. Chris Corey votes no.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
All right. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
No.
All right. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
All right. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. Wayne Lark?
No. Dwayne votes no.
Okay. Ron Pinchback? Come back to Ron. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
I vote no.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Pass.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
No.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay. Back. Ron Pinchback?
Ron is back on the call. Ask him.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Eileen Rosen?
I'll vote. I'll abstain.
All right, we'll count up. Okay, Chair, there are 8 yeses.
Nine noes.
And 9 noes. And 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I think there were two abstentions. Didn't Lawrence vote? Two
abstentions? Yes, well, I'm sorry. Lawrence and Eileen, two abstentions. Let me recount.
Chair, I'd like to change my vote to a no. This is Lawrence Reyes.
Okay, all right. Okay, got it. So there are 8 yeses, 10 noes, and 1 abstention, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses. That's correct. 8 yeses, 10 noes, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote? Chair, are you muted?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I abstain.
Okay. So this motion fails. This motion fails.
Okay, so then now we have to vote on the motion. Since it was not referred to committee, it's still left hanging, and we have to vote on the motion itself. I will read the motion one more time in case you forgot what it says. I move that only the terms absent or present be reported on PNB minutes by the secretary. A member is considered present if they attend any part of a PNB meeting. Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier? Chris Corey?
Chris Corey votes yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
All right, Lyndon Foley?
No.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
Oh, I'm sorry, pass.
Okay, Heather Gray?
No.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs?
Pass.
Okay, Wally James?
Pass.
All right. Dwayne Lark? Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
I vote yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
I'm sorry, Chair. I thought you heard me. I vote yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton? James Sagerton? Back to James.
Sorry, I was muted. No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
Abstain.
Okay. And Jan Goodman passed?
Oh, yes.
Sabrina Jacobs passed?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James passed?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark passed?
No, Dwayne Lark voted yes.
Okay. Very good. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 no's, and 1 abstention. So, Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
So the motion passes, 13 yes, 5 no's, 2 abstentions.
Okay. We are finished with this agenda item. The next item on the agenda is motion to form an ad hoc committee on loan repayment. This is a motion that's being presented by Mr. Lark. Mr. Lark, would you like to read your motion?
Mr. Chair, how long is this item, please?
This is a 20-minute item.
Okay, I'll mark it. Thank you.
Mr. Lark, are you available to read your motion?
Chair, if he's not, I'll be more than happy to read it.
Okay.
Chair, I am available to read the motion,
okay.
But I would love to hear Mr. Reyes' voice. So, Mr. Reyes, go right ahead and read it.
The motion has not been entered yet. Somebody has to present the motion, and then it requires a second, and then we can discuss it. So do you want to read your motion?
I think you defer to me, Chair.
Okay.
I'll read it. Motion to form an ad hoc committee on loan repayment. Whereas the PNB voted more than 12 months ago to enter into a loan agreement with no plans for repayment, whereas the loan becomes due in about 6 months, again with no plans for repayment, be it resolved that the interest of the fiduciary responsibility of the PNB and for the protection of the assets of the Pacifica Foundation, I move that a special committee be established specifically to explore and develop a proposal or plan of repayment. This committee shall report back to the PNB within 45 days. That's the reading, Chair. Thank you. And submitted by Dwayne Lott, PNB Director from KPFT.
Thank you, Lawrence. Is there a second for this motion?
I second it, Lawrence.
You presented it. You cannot second it. Is there a second for
the
motion?
No. Vanessa seconds. Vanessa seconds.
Okay, we have a second.
Mr. Chair,
who would like to be on the stack to discuss this motion? Well,
I'd like to motivate my motion, Mr. Chair.
Hold on. Are there any objections to this motion? Hello? Are there any objections to this motion?
Mr. Chair, James, with a point of order or with a point of personal privilege?
What is your point of personal privilege?
It's clear to me from listening that sometimes I don't hear speakers who say that they're speaking, and it's clear to me that sometimes other speakers are not hearing people when they respond, and sometimes I'm not hearing them respond. So I think we need to make sure that everybody is heard, and I don't know exactly how to do that. It seems like a technical issue, but perhaps if we should just make absolutely sure each time we take a step that everybody has been heard. Thank you.
Chair, I have a request for information, Lawrence.
Hold on. I'm still asking if there are any objections to this motion.
I object. I object to this motion.
Okay, then we have a discussion. Mr. Lawrence, you have a request for information?
Yes, thank you, Chair. So my question, Chair, is since I read the motion, can I also provide offer an amendment, or is that a question for the parliamentarian?
You can get on the stack.
Okay, thank you. Put me on the stack, please.
Okay, so you want to be on the stack. Who else wants to be on the stack? I'm going to put myself on the stack. Anybody else?
Chris Corey for the stack.
Chris, okay. Anybody else?
This is Sandra. I'd like to be on the stack.
This is Sandra, okay. Okay, Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
I rise.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
Point of order.
What is your point of order, Mr. Lark?
My point of order is this is a motion that I have presented. It's a motion that I carry, even though Mr. Reyes read the motion. And I have a right to motivate the motion.
Okay. Do you wish to motivate it now or motivate it at the end of the debate?
No, sir. I wish to motivate it now. But before that, I have a parliamentarian inquiry. And that question to the parliamentarian is, if an individual member of the body places a motion and it is accepted on the agenda, even though another member reads it, does that preclude the member who reads it, not the member who presented it, from seconding the motion?
Ms. Tatum, could you answer that?
The agenda has been approved with Mr. Lark's name there. So he is the motioner. I'll use his word. He is the motioner. Someone else, of course, everybody knows, has to second his motion, and that was done. Now, normally, Robert says the person the motioner has the right, the first right to the floor if they wish to. But from that point, Mr. Chair, you can take a step.
Well, Mr. Chair, I respectfully point out to the parliamentarian, that was not my question. My question was referring to the chair telling Mr. Reyes that he didn't have the right to second this motion. So my question is centered around that fact that, as you just aptly stated, that it is the motion that Dwayne Lark presented and it was accepted by the agenda and the body, that the chair was in error in telling Mr. Reyes, who read the motion with my request,
okay,
not second the motion.
Mr. Tatum, before you respond, let me respond. Mr. Lark wrote a motion, but Mr. Reyes was the person who actually presented the motion. So, therefore, I don't think it was proper for him to second the motion since he was the presenter of the motion. Am I right about that or not?
Well, according to the agenda that has been adopted, I see Wayne's name there, and I also will say that anybody can, the chair can designate anyone to read the motion, including himself, and we don't have a problem.
Okay, so therefore, Mr. Reyes could have seconded the motion. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Anyone on the board, including the chair, could second the motion.
Okay, then I stand corrected.
Okay, Mr. Chair, there was no intentions of making you look bad or anything, but people are learning, and they're learning parliamentary procedures, even those who are listening to this call. So that was the purpose for that.
Okay,
my
I
time
appreciate
now,
that.
Okay, my time now is that I would find it difficult for anyone to be against this motion, and I really would like to hear their arguments. I'll very much appreciate their arguments and try to find some something of value in it. But as a member of this body, when this loan was taken out, first thing I asked before it was taken out, what was the plan to repay it? And that was in December of 18, if I'm not mistaken. And then I subsequently kept asking that question of the leadership, which we've had 5 IEDs, 2 permanent chairs, 1 permanent ED since that time, and I've just never got an answer. Now we're about 7 months out after 18 months of this loan being let, and I just find it kind of strange that individuals would not, even if you don't want to work on it, that you would be against this foundation starting late to make a plan and report it back so that we're not against the gun within a couple of more months, because time seems to go so fast. So, uncharacteristically, I'm finished. But I would like to come back if time permits. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Mr. Reyes, I think you wanted to be on the stack.
Yes, Chair. Thank you. So I'd like to I rise to offer an amendment to this motion. I'd like to attach where it says establish specifically to explore and develop the committee shall report back. What I like to do attach at the end of the after 45 days period, I like to amend that it says that the committee should be populated or ask for volunteers tonight. That's all, because it doesn't specify that. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Is there anybody who wishes to second this amendment?
The amendment
I'll
was seconded.
This is Eileen.
Well, I second Lawrence's amendment, Dwayne Lark.
I already did.
Okay. Are there any objections to this amendment? Okay, seeing no objections.
Yeah, I object to it. I object to the amendment. I want to have discussion on the amendment.
You object to the amendment. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're taking a new stack. We're taking a new stack on simply discussing this amendment. Lyndon, I assume you wanted to speak on that.
Yes. And I don't quite understand all the ins and outs of the amendment to the motion that Dwayne made. So I would like that to be restated clearer so that at least I understand what the amendment to the motion is.
Mr. Reyes, could you restate your amendment?
Yes, Chair. Sorry. Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Lyndon. So my amendment attaches to the end of the motion after the 45 days period that this committee be populated and ask for volunteers tonight. That's it, and I will send that in writing right now. Is that understood, Mr. Lyndon?
I don't understand the 45-day period part.
Oh, that's not my. That has nothing to do with my amendment.
That's not his.
Okay.
He just wants a committee tonight.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to be on the staff. I have something else to say on this.
Okay. Does anybody else want to discuss this amendment? Okay. Let's go to a vote on this amendment.
Sorry, I was muted. This is Nancy. I have a question.
You have a question?
So will this committee be also in coordination with the Strategic Planning Committee and the Development Committee? Development
May
Task Force?
Okay. I can...
Chair, that's not within order right now. That's not the amendment.
We're just the amendment right now, Nancy. You can ask your question when we get back to the discussion on the main motion, okay?
Right. Okay.
Does anybody else have anything to say about the amendment? Okay, then let's go to a vote on the amendment.
Chair, point of order, would you, Paulina, can you recognize me?
What is your point of order?
Yeah. Can we check, maybe perhaps people might not have any objections to the amendment?
An objection was raised initially. That's why we're having this
discussion. I apologize. Perhaps it may have been clarified, but that's why I'm asking.
Well, I can ask one more
time.
No,
there was an objection. There was an objection to the amendment.
There is. Thank you. Then I withdraw my point of order.
Madam Secretary, please take the roll on this amendment.
Okay. Grace Aaron abstains. Robin Collier. Chris Corey.
Chris Corey votes yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yeah.
All right. Lyndon Foley.
Abstain.
Okay. Jan Goodman.
If
thought the Strategic Planning Committee was supposed to do it, but I abstain.
Okay.
So I
Heather Gray? Yes. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Okay. Wally James?
Abstain.
All right. Dwayne Lork?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Finchback?
Yes.
Okay, Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay, Sandra Rowland?
No.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes?
Sorry, Secretary, I was muted. I vote yes.
Okay, Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay, Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton? James Sagerton? Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Andrea Turner? Andrea Turner?
We lost you, Grace. Okay.
Abstain.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
Paulina votes yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees? All right. Going back. James Sagerton?
No.
All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses. And 1, 2 no's, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 abstentions. 11 yes, 2 no's, 6 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I abstain.
Chair, I just submitted the amendment to the PMB.
Okay. Okay, so what is the status of the amendment, Madam Secretary?
The amendment passed. 11 yes, 2 no's, 7 abstentions.
Okay, so we're back to the main motion, and I was on the stack, actually. For the simple reason that we do not need another committee on the National Board. We already have a committee. I think somebody already mentioned it. It's called the Strategic Planning Committee, and it's quite obvious that any plan to repay the loan should be dealt with by that committee. And we could also pull in expertise from our other committees, from the Finance Committee, from the Audit Committee, and we can bring our CFO into the discussion. Why we need another committee to deal with an issue that's already mandated to be dealt with by an existing committee is beyond me. Unless some of you just like to be on committees 7 nights a week. That's my objection.
Chair, Lawrence to the stack.
Dwayne Lark back to the stack.
And I urge you all to vote down this motion. Lawrence, go ahead.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Is better.
Chair, we had other people that had asked for the stack.
I'm sorry.
Chris Corey was on the stack.
Dwayne Lark be added to the stack.
Lyndon Foley was on the stack.
Chris, Lyndon.
As was James.
And James. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Dwayne
Lark
to the stack.
Am I on the stack, Chair? I just asked to be on the stack and you recognize me. Can you tell me when I'm on the stack, please?
You will get your chance.
Chair, this is your timekeeper. This is your timekeeper, just to let you know that we're about 1 minute and 15 seconds away from time for this item.
Those who have spoken...
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I would like to request that we extend time on this by 5 more minutes.
5 minutes? Do we have a second for that?
I object. I'd like to amend to 10 minutes.
Extend for 10 more minutes.
10 minutes. Okay. Do we have a second for 10 minutes?
Second, Lawrence.
Andrea before Lawrence.
Are there any objections?
Okay, then we have another 10 minutes. I think, Lyndon, you were first. Go ahead.
Okay. My point is that we do already have two committees that are working on this or should be working on it, and that's the Strategic Planning Committee and the Finance Committee. Now, the Strategic Planning Committee has already asked us to come to each and every one of the people on the committee to come up with a plan or a part of a plan to get us out of our financial doldrum, the financial vice that we're in. And you know, I've already presented a part of a plan that might help us get along that way. And I think that really the Finance Committee should be the driver of this whole situation. I mean, just by their very name and by the people that we have put on that committee, to get some ad hoc committee at this point is to me is just asinine. I mean, we have the people in place that should be working on it. If they're not working on it, then we need to get light a fire under them.
Okay. Chris, you're next.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So to address the point, the Finance Committee is not working on this. I would love it if we were tasked with it, but we never have been. If strategic planning is working on this, I haven't heard a peep of it, and I really think it needs to get worked on. And the reason that I'm voting in favor of this ad hoc committee is simply to put the foot in the fire and to get the stuff rolling and to make it happen. And if somebody can come forth from any of the committees and say that that's already in the works and that we're duplicating effort, that's great. I would love to hear that from somebody tonight while we're in the middle of this discussion. Get yourself on the stack and inform us about the progress of this. Otherwise, it needs to be assigned to some group or end done, because we are running out of time. It might already be too late. So I would really appreciate it if we would give this the highest priority that we can possibly give as an organization. Thank you.
This is Lydia to the stack.
Okay, Lydia, I got you. James, you're next on the stack.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
This is Anita.
Are we out of time?
What was that?
No,
that was Anita requesting the stack.
Oh,
yes.
Anita. Sorry, I didn't hear you. Okay, I got you too, Anita. Go ahead. James, go ahead.
Okay, I don't know if I've been recognized yet. I can't hear very well.
I just recognize you. Please speak.
Thank you. Well, please enunciate or something so we can hear you better. Okay. I'm going to second the thought that, Lord Almighty, we don't need another committee. I, for one, am overwhelmed with meetings. Secondly, I have been led to understand that some of the people who were pivotal in obtaining the loan and our interim executive director and our ICFO would be involved in working with Mr. Hand, the broker who got the loan for us initially, and that we were going to be going back to some of the same people.
James, this is an open session. Please keep that in mind.
Yes, all right. Thank you. That's a good point. I appreciate that. In any regard, yes, so I have understood that these things were being worked on, and so then it, again, I think we should let that process go forward. I don't really care where it is, what we should designate a place where that should be happening. And I also have a motion or an amendment to the motion. And that would simply be, I would move to, and I have to apologize, I'm trying to time people, so I'm not looking at the amendment itself, but in the whereas clauses, there were two phrases which the something to the effect of that
the board has made no plan to repay the loan. I'd like to remove those phrases. It kind of casts a sense of irresponsibility on the board and on the foundation. And I would rather have it just simply say we have a loan. We have 7 months to repay it. It's time to deal with it. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have a second for that amendment?
Mr. Chair.
I would second that amendment.
Okay.
Are there any objections to the amendment?
Being
no objections,
Chair,
the amendment
is object.
Okay.
The parliamentarian is trying to speak.
Yes,
Sir Tatum, did you wish to say something?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you, Mr. Chair, as Mr. Reyes's amendment, has that been adopted?
Yes, it has.
We're now debating the main motion.
Okay.
It's another amendment to the main motion, as a matter of fact.
Right. Okay. So my question was, have all the amendments to the resolving clause have they finished?
No, we have another amendment to the main motion that we have to dispose of right now.
Yeah, I understand. But I wanted to divide this motion up between the preamble and the resolving clauses. And as I spoke in earlier meetings, you have to clear up all the amendments to the resolving clauses before you go and work on the whereas clauses. So I wanted to be certain that the board has finished with all amendments to the resolving clauses before we go back to the whereas.
I see. Okay. Well, as far as I know, we have finished. I haven't heard any further discussion on that.
Thank you.
Okay. So now we go back to the amendment to the
the prologue, I guess, the preamble. Mr.
Sagerton has offered an amendment. It's been seconded. And I believe I heard an objection just before.
Yes, Chair. An objection.
Okay.
And I'd like to say my reason why.
Request for information.
I'm sure this is...
I would like to hear from our IED and our ICFO, but unfortunately we have to take care of these procedural matters first.
So, and we have a fact.
Grace, what is your request for information?
Thank you so much.
I'd like to state my objection, Chair.
We have a request for information that takes precedence. What is your request for information?
Is James's amendment just to delete the phrase, again, with no plans for repayment? James, is that your amendment?
James?
Again, I apologize. If I'm recognized, I apologize. I have the stopwatch screen in front of me, and I can't go. It's hard to go back and forth and time people.
Could you just answer the question,
look at that,
please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm getting to that, if you'll let me. So the answer is yes, but I believe that phrase appeared twice in the whereas, so I'd just like to strike it in both places, if that's true.
That is correct.
So that's great. Okay. That's what I'm going to do. Thank you.
Okay, so let's go back to the stack, and Mr. Lawrence.
I want to just make my objection, Chair.
Yes, you have the floor. Okay, hold on. Mr. Lawrence has the floor.
Okay,
thank
you, Chair.
Just want to get recognized.
And your timekeeper here, sorry, Lawrence, interrupt. Mr. Chair, if I may be recognized, we only have 1 minute left on this item.
Chair, would it be appropriate for me to make a motion to extend time before I state my objection?
No. You have to state your objection.
This is Sandra. I will make a motion to extend time for 10 more minutes.
recognized. You have not been recognized. Mr. Lawrence, please
Mr.
state your
Chair,
objection.
May I be recognized?
No.
You will, only you when can he be, wants it.
You can, when I ask for a motion to extend time, somebody can be recognized. I want to hear Mr. Lawrence's objection first. We still have a minute left. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. It's no secret that that the whole network and even its listeners have been hitting the pavement in regards to no plan. It's unfortunate. We have had success with creating ad hoc committees. We did that for the COVID task force, and that was a success. So I think the committees are overwhelmed. The finance committee has been dealing with financial matters, budgets, and the whole mandate of reducing expenses if you are running a deficit. This is no secret, and I don't object to removing with no plans for repayment, just as long as the loan agreement period. But my objection, Chair, has to do. My objection has to do with not removing that because that is a reality of our situation. And the committees that have been tasked to do that have been busy with other stuff and have not been able to address it. So that's my objection, Chair.
We need a motion to extend time if we're going to continue the discussion. It would be
Dwayne
good to
Lart
hear from
Dwayne Lart moves to extend for 10 minutes, and I have requested to be on the stack.
Second, Jared. This is Mark.
Okay, we have a motion to extend for 10 minutes. It's been seconded. Does anybody object?
I object.
Does anyone object?
I object.
Okay, we have an objection. Let's go to a vote. 2/3 vote.
This is
the right.
Sorry,
Madam Secretary.
Hang on, James's amendment?
No, this is to extend time.
Oh, to extend time. I'm sorry. Okay, time. Grace Aaron passes. Robin Collier, Chris Corey.
Yes.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Okay, Lyndon Foley.
No.
All right, Jan Goodman.
Sure.
Okay, Heather Gray.
Yes.
All right, Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes.
All right, Wally James.
Yes.
Okay, Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
All right, Ron Pinchback.
Yeah.
Okay, Ralph Pointer.
Yes.
All right. Sandra Rowland.
Yes.
Okay, Orange Reyes.
Yes.
Okay, Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Okay, Eileen Rosen. James Thagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden? Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees? Right, going back. Eileen Rosen? We lost Eileen. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I vote yes.
Okay, how do you vote, Eileen? Yes. Right. What about Nancy?
Yeah.
Did Nancy? Okay.
Yep.
We have, and Grace will vote.
It was just one. Yes.
Abstained. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 yeses. 1 no, and 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote? Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'm sorry, I was muted. I'm abstaining, and I believe the motion passes. Is that correct?
That's correct.